Penny, since you found out that you're going to be an Olympic torchbearer, what's been going through your mind?
Well, obviously excitement and wondering sort of final details, because we don't get those till towards the end. But to be perfectly honest, it's only just really, really beginning to sink in. Now the torch has been lit, it's coming over to the UK, and it's less than 8 weeks and I'm getting quite excited.
Have you had any thoughts that are coming through your mind about, you know, what kind of things you're going to do to prepare yourself for carrying the torch?
No, not really. I'm not doing much in the way of preparation, because we can go at whatever speed we want, we've been told. Having had a couple of knee surgeries and things, I'm not going to be running, because if I do, I'll be the one that falls over flat on my face. Got my trainers. Well, they're just gold all over. And when I say gold, I mean really shiny gold.
So you're going to be walking, you're going to be in your gold trainers. Have you had any thoughts about which hand you're going to hold the torch in?
Probably my right one, I should think, because I'm right-handed. I guess that kind of sort of seems the most natural. I don't know. I don't know whether we're allowed to change. I mean, do we need to change hands in 300 metres? I don't know. I suppose it depends how fast I walk. I know it's quite big. I was quite sort of trying to work out the actual size, because we're trying to make a mock-up. I'm actually in the procession for our village carnival 2 days before, so I've got to kind of make some kind of mock-up. It looks pretty big.
Now, you are someone who does like to do things differently. You sometimes like to stand out a little bit. I know that you're going to probably put some gold face paint on. You've got your gold shoes ready. Back in 2010, you dyed your hair bright pink.
Well, it was actually my daughter's fault. My son with Down syndrome was actually born on my 29th birthday. So in 2010, I had my 50th birthday and what would have been his 21st. And obviously, it's quite a difficult time. And I knew people wouldn't let me forget I was 50, but a lot of people wouldn't think about the significance of his 21st and how that was kind of sad. I'd found his 18th quite difficult. So I sort of said, I need to do something positive. I actually had my hair dyed bright pink on my birthday, and I kept it that way for just over 100 days, which is actually how long we had Daniel.
Sarah, you must be incredibly proud of your mum.
I would say that I am, but it's just my mum. That's how she is all the time. She sees something she wants to do and she runs full pelt at it. She has had a nice run up and down pretending that she's holding the torch, which is quite funny when you've not got anything in your hand.
And once it's all over, you're one of the people who will be keeping their Olympic torch.
I was actually put through by Coca-Cola Future Flames, and they very, very kindly have said they're going to buy all the torch bearers that came through them their torches. So yeah, I get to keep a torch.
Penny, I think it's about time that we do practice your Olympic torch bearing moment.
Trainers on.
Maybe it's time to put the gold trainers on.
Look at those. Look at those.
Now, I think my microphone's probably about the same weight as an Olympic torch, so take this in your hand. The gold shoes are on. Raise it high and...
Oh, there we go, there you are.
Go for your first run.
There we go,
run.
You see, look. That may be about the best I'll break into.